This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. If you really want to understand the coronavirus bailouts and the financial implications, government debt and all that, it's really crucial to understand how politicians think of government. And this is true across both Democrats and Republicans as a universal concept. People in power in government, they think of government as simply a vehicle that allows them to skim money. That's it. It's a way for them to get paid without having to work. They're parasites on society. They skim off of the size of the government budget that they control. And this is why every branch of government wants to get larger and larger and have bigger budgets, because then they can have more skimming. You know, they can assign or reward more contracts to more companies that they own or indirectly own through shell companies and so on. They're all skimming. They can pay more bonuses to themselves and others who give them kickbacks and things like that. You know, half of the military-industrial complex is, you know, high-level Pentagon people getting kickbacks to award contracts to Raytheon and other weapons manufacturers who get billions of dollars, really, to make weapons that sometimes even work. So, you know, it's quite a scam that's going on. And so when government shrinks, the people who are in power in government, they freak out. And this is why they've got to get rid of Trump in their minds. They've got to get rid of Trump because Trump is not running the printing presses to bail out the states, the bankrupt states like California, like Illinois, you know, New York, New Jersey, what have you. The states that are bankrupt because they've all been money skimming operations. You know, Governor Newsom in California, who's a treasonous criminal, of course, he's been using his power there to just skim money off of the state and have that money sent to his friends and his, you know, his business interests and so on. You know, how do you think Senator Feinstein and Congresswoman Pelosi got so wealthy while being in power? Well, because it's all insider trading and it's all insider deals and it's all kickbacks and bribery and money skimming operations, money laundering operations. That's the whole deal. So when their budgets get cut, they freak out because that's their revenue source. In other words, they're parasites sucking blood out of the patient of America. And if the blood flow is restricted, then they have less blood to suck, even though they still totally suck. But they can't suck as much, and that makes them really angry. Like, angry parasite, bad parasite. You know, that's Nancy Pelosi. I mean, how is she going to be able to afford 5 more rounds of plastic surgery to piece her face back together and keep it from falling off the next time she's on a live stream if she can't suck more blood from the public bank accounts? She, if anyone needs to suck, it's Nancy Pelosi. She needs way more suckage to keep her face together. You talk about losing face with her, it's literal. That's how bad a shape she's in. Man, it's like one day, man, all her skin's going to fall off. It's going to be like, hey, there's a lizard woman there or something. You know, I say mockingly, obviously, that's a joke. Some people take it seriously. You said Nancy Pelosi is a human lizard. No, I said she looks like a human lizard. There's a difference. But in any case, so with the bailout money being withheld by President Trump, you see, to the states, because Trump is like, why should we as a nation bail out the corrupt California bureaucrats who are paying all their bribes and kickbacks and everything to all their friends who are collecting, you know, pension funds, $250,000 a year as a retirement benefit when they never really worked for the state in the first place? Trump's like, no, I don't think the whole country should pay for you people. And he's right. Why should taxpayers in Indiana or, you know, Mississippi, why should they pay for Governor Newsom's financial fraud in California? They shouldn't. So no, we shouldn't have the Federal Reserve bail out the states. But that means the states are going to go bankrupt so soon now because of the lockdowns, the economic implosion, the restaurants going out of business, the plunging income tax revenues for the states. That's the number one source of revenue for California. The plunging sales taxes, the plunging property taxes, because property values are plunging because freaking Antifa and Black Lives Matter is burning down liberal cities. So who the heck wants to buy property in a liberal city anymore? Everybody's selling, getting the F out. So property taxes plunge. So all these liberal states where the Democrats in charge have just been money-sucking parasites are now trying to figure out how they're going to pay the bills, how they're going to keep the states open, how the scam, how do they keep the Ponzi scheme flowing? And the only answer for them is to get more free money from the Fed. And Trump is saying no. That's why they want to destroy Trump. That's why they're saying they got to get Trump out of office, because they need a Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. She just wants bailout money for California and other states, you know, if she's president. And by the way, Joe Biden's not, he's not running for president, just to let you know. He's going to be replaced very soon with someone else, maybe Kamala herself, and then whoever jumps in as vice president, such as Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, or Oprah. Yes, it's going to be an all-woman, all-sexist ticket. Or maybe they should find a transgender. Oh, wait a minute, I already named one. That would be Michael, of course. Those of you who know what I'm talking about are probably laughing. In any case, doesn't matter. They're not going to win, because who's going to vote for a cognitively impaired Joe Biden or an evil, wicked, you know, police state woman, Kamala Harris? Not enough people. They're not going to be able to steal this election, which means that the Democrat states are not going to get the bailouts that they need to survive, which means, guess what? They either have to convince a bunch of stupid people to buy more state debt bonds, and who's going to be dumb enough to do that? Or they're going to have to, oh my God, cut the size of government. I know, I'm melting. They're going to have to cut the size of government, which is something the Democrats have never imagined ever happening. That's just not in their encyclopedia of knowledge. Cut government? What do you mean? What do you mean? Like, cut government? What does that even mean? They just can't even mentally grasp it. Cutting government means losing power to them, you see, because then they have less money to skim off of. They have less money to use to bribe their friends or to bribe people, pay off their friends, you know, whatever, to launder, to skim, to scurry away like currency squirrels, whatever they are. Less power for them. So they get pretty angry about that. They get mean about it, and Kamala's good at getting mean. Man, you don't want to get in a fight with Kamala. Not even just like a little verbal disagreement. Did you use my toothbrush? Oh, don't you say toothbrush. You know what I mean? She'll go off on you. She'll throw you in jail if you accuse her of using your toothbrush. You don't want to be Kamala's, you know, live-in boyfriend or girlfriend for that matter, whatever. You're gonna end up in prison if you ever break up, because she's that kind of police state, you know, prosecutor, just throwing people in jail. Every time she gets into an argument, somebody's indicted. You know, she's got like a grand jury in her back pocket. Just whip out, I got the grand jury on your ass. You're indicted. She's very dangerous for America. But in any case, all the humor aside, the whole point here I'm trying to explain is that cutting government is the last thing these people want to do, which is why they want more bailout money so they can have more power. And yet, guess what? In the end, they're all going to get cut. They're all getting cut. You know why? Because the currency collapses. You want to talk about the number one way to cut government spending? Yeah, it's called a currency collapse. Government collapses overnight because the dollar's not worth anything anymore. And I've often said that your average government worker is one paycheck away from losing all loyalty to the government. That's it. They don't have any special loyalty. They're one paycheck away from walking away. And when the paychecks stop, guess what? They're out of there. And when the food stamps stop, all these liberal cities are going to burn to the ground. And that day's not far away either. I mean, heck, they might burn to the ground before the food stamps stop, given the way things are going already. I find it interesting that Kamala Harris is supposed to be this badass prosecutor, and yet all the other Democrats, like the mayor of Seattle or the mayor of Portland, they're all just letting the criminals go free. So I guess to be a Democrat now, you have to just say that, well, all criminals deserve total legal immunity. Because then they're just emptying the prisons. The prisons are too crowded, they say. Just let everybody out. That's their policy. Like, wow, that is a messed up policy. But it makes perfect sense if you understand they're trying to cause chaos and destroy America. They want lawlessness, looting and arson and chaos and rapings and child kidnappings and gang warfare in the streets of their own cities. They think that's awesome. That's Democrats in 2020. If you vote for a Democrat, you're voting for suicide, national suicide. So obviously don't vote for a Democrat. But thank you for listening. You can hear more of my podcasts at Brighteon.com, the free speech alternative to YouTube. Also, check out my free downloadable 9-hour audiobook with a PDF transcript for the hearing impaired. You can get that at globalreset.news. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. It teaches you how to survive this mass global extermination event that has been engineered, put into place, and deployed by globalists and left-wing lunatics who hate humanity. So check that out. It's all free. No gimmicks. Free download. Download the MP3 files and listen to them at your leisure. Globalreset.news. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.